845.
Live, live Sunday edition with Mark
and Stephanie.
It's 855 453. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking with Stefan Kinsella here. Let's bring Stefan back on the line. Stefan, can you hear us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Great. We've been talking with Stefan Kinsella about all things intellectual property. Stefan is a patent attorney who believes that that copyright should be done away with. Is that correct?
I do, yes.
So, now, Stephanie, you had something that you found during the break?
Yeah, Stephanie, I wanted to share this with you. I just noticed an article related to the takedown of Mega Upload with the, you know, scary raids and people being arrested and denied bail and all that kind of thing. And so apparently there are two other websites, FileSonic and Uploaded.to, that have basically shut down, not because they were arrested or raided, but because they're scared. And apparently now if you go to the homepage of FileSonic, you'll be greeted by a message that says, all sharing functionality on FileSonic is now disabled. Our service can only be used to upload and retrieve files that you have uploaded personally and no longer available for use at all in the U.S. So
this is a perfect example of the chilling effect that the state action has on free speech and other innocuous activities. And this is totally predictable, and this is terrible. And I guarantee you that right now, Google and YouTube, which is a Google subsidiary, and Dropbox and other, they're talking to their lawyers right now, are we in trouble? Are we going to be arrested in the middle of the night with a SWAT raid on our houses? I mean,
right.
There were like 76 police that swarmed on this compound in New Zealand,
yeah,
from what I read. I mean, 100, like almost 100 people swarmed there, and they arrested these four guys, and there's several others that are in danger. It's very dangerous. It's terrible.
That's
and,
an obvious show of force, right? They're really just flexing their muscles.
Yeah, I think they are. I think the RIAA and the NPAA, the Hollywood and the music industries in Hollywood, they're probably laughing right now because they're thinking, all these internet geeks think they won a battle on Wednesday. Yeah, we really don't need this crap. You know, we were just going to try to get a little bit more power, but we don't really need it because we've got these goons in our pockets.
Yeah, you know, Stefan, what strikes me so much about these big content, they're not even content producers, they're like publishers, right? Like the RIAA, MPAA, and some big book publishers and things like that. It really
those are
just
associations that attempt to represent the intellectual property rights of those of publishers, I would say, would be the way to describe them.
Okay. Well, I'll just call them the dinosaurs for lack of a better word. But, you know, it reminds me of a person who is in a relationship and sees the relationship kind of going downhill, breaking down, and says, you know, I have a choice. I can either try to force this person to stay, you know, I can abuse them somehow or try to threaten them or give them ultimatums or coerce them somehow, or, you know, I can try to improve this as a voluntary relationship so that they want to stay. And it really reminds me of the former. They're just using these tactics of coercion rather than trying to court their customers.
I agree completely. I mean, look, when you legitimately buy a DVD or a Blu-ray and you have to sit through 5 minutes of FBI warnings chastising you.
Threats in four different languages.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the product is actually better if you get it illegitimately. So
yeah.
These guys have no one to blame but themselves. They're giving you a worse product for a higher price than you can get for free. Some libertarians argue, for example, that people that pay income tax are doing something wrong because they're voluntarily acquiescing and funding the war machine and all this kind of stuff. Now, you could debate about that. I don't think it's a good argument, but you can debate that. But the RIAA and the MPAA are funded by the royalties received when we all pay for legitimate content because, you know, the lobbying industry is funded by Hollywood and the music industry. So you could argue that you have a libertarian obligation to pirate content just so that you're not giving profits to these guys so they can use to lobby Congress to make us more into a police state.
So there's, you know, most people will agree that there's all kinds of problems with patents and copyrights, trademarks. I don't have as much of a problem with, and I know that we can discuss that a little later. But a lot of people will say, oh yeah, there's all kinds of problems with it, but we can just fix it because what we need to do is we need to make it so that the people that singers, songwriters, movie producers, people that create drugs, you know, all those folks, they need to be compensated. And if they're not, people will just take the stuff. They won't pay these folks for their work, and it'll stifle innovation. And that's what the big concern is. It's always about stifling innovation, right?
Well, that's what they say. But I mean, you know, the assumption is that these laws have ever worked, and there's really no empirical evidence. If you look at all the studies, even if you're a utilitarian, and I'm not a utilitarian, I don't base my principles on that. But if you did, you would look at the studies, and every study, one after the other, concludes that there is no evidence whatsoever that these laws do anything but become a net drag on society, or even worse, empower the police state through idea. I mean, if you think about how these laws originated, back in the time of mercantilism, these were basically grants of monopoly privilege to favored people, supplicants of the crown. You know, you would have a monopoly on playing cards in Britain. You didn't invent playing cards. You just bribed the court, and so you were the only guy who could make playing cards. And guess what happened? So they would go to the crown and say, listen, I think there's a guy down the road selling unauthorized playing cards. And so they would burst into the shop of a competitor, violating privacy laws, search and seizure laws, and inspect their goods and see if the cards have the official stamp of approval or whatever. And this is what we see now with copyright enforcement justifying the state surveilling us and seizing our computers and busting into companies to see if they have copyright counterfeit goods.
Yeah, I can totally see how it's really never been about protecting the little guy, right? The struggling artist or inventor who's just trying to make it. It's really about protecting the vested interests.
You know, we'll always have somebody who calls in who says, well, I'm a photographer, I'm a singer, I'm a songwriter, I do interpretive dance with flaming chainsaws. And they'll you know, and by the way, I do a radio program, right? And
so do I.
And we give away all of our content completely free. You can go back and get 5 years worth of Free Talk Live, you know, at archives.freetalklive.com. We make it so we want you to do that. Why? Well, we put advertisements in there, and we assume that we put a few enough advertisements in our podcast that it's not worth it to you to rip the ads out and create your own Free Talk Live show that you can then serve up to other people because you're not so annoyed by those ads.
Plus, it gets your name out there, and maybe you get other speaking engagements. Maybe you get invited to things. You get other opportunities.
Well, happen, sure.
Yeah.
Voiceover work, and who knows what else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had a discussion with an author recently, and they were asking me reasonable questions. How would it work? And, you know, one answer is, like Leonard Reed said in a classic essay a long time ago, I don't know. I mean, if you ask citizens of communist Russia, if you told them we should abolish the state, and if they said, well, who's going to make the toothpaste? And how many brands would there be? Well, the right answer is, I don't know. And if the answer is, I don't know, does that mean you can't oppose communism? I mean, you can oppose something even if you don't know what's going to come. But one of them said, well, what if I have a novel and what if someone tries to rip it off and they put it on a site? You know, I just said, well, let's just think about it. Most authors don't really make a lot of money right now anyway, partly because they go through the publishing industry.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you're popular, like J.K. Rowling with the Harry Potter books. Let's say she had written the first one or two Harry Potter books, and they were massively popular. And she might have sold some on her site, like Louis C.K. did, or through a publisher, but she might have lost some sales through pirating, although I believe that probably 90% of pirating is not a lost sale because these people wouldn't have bought a copy anyway.
Sure.
So it's only increasing your fame of the book.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she could have turned that fame into lots of things in other ways she couldn't rely upon the state.
It's true. Stefan, can you hold on for us for a little while longer?
Sure.
855-450-3733. We'll take calls for Stefan. 855-450-3733 on Free Talk Live's Live Sunday edition.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com. TheEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis in an interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk, and this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at TheEdPress.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking with Stefan Kinsella, a patent attorney, about all things intellectual property and his disdain for them. first, before we get back to Stefan and take some calls, now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about your New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy things happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, inflation, and that's just to name a few of them. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches that carry a 25-year shelf life. They come in convenient plastic totes. You can stack them up in the garage or in the cellar, whatever's convenient for you. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today. You can get a free entree sample right there at the top center of the page. Request a free entree sample. They just ask you for shipping address and some information. And they'll ship an entree right out to you. Usually they serve four. You can prepare them right in the bag simply by adding water. And you can also use coupon code FTL to get 10% off of any order that you make for a limited time. It's WiseFoodStorage.com, coupon code FTL, or call 855-FOOD-WISE. 855-FOOD-WISE, WiseFoodStorage.com. Let's go get Stefan back on the line here. Stefan, you there?
I'm here, guys.
Excellent. We've got a call for you. David in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mark, Stephanie, and Stefan. I've read your book, Against IP, and I've also read Rothbard's book. I've only been new to the Liberty Movement for a couple of months. And I read
David, hold on just one second. Hold on just one second, David. Since you mentioned the book, Stefan, where would somebody be able to get that?
He's talking about a monograph I wrote about 10 years ago called Against Intellectual Property, and you can find it on c4sif.org, c4sif.org, which means Center for the Study of Innovative Freedom.
Excellent. David, go on with your question. Thank you.
Okay. So, I've read and watched some videos and followed the Rothbard way of thinking of things in a voluntary society, and I would think that in a voluntary society, arbiters would go around and be involved in protecting people. You know, I think in terms of voluntary organizations, professional organizations like Underwriters Laboratory, as far as means of helping protect content creators and developers. And I was wondering, what do you think?
In a free world, what would IP look like?
Yeah, in a free world, what would IP look like, and would I have the right to
Mark just
go through
it down.
These voluntary means and arbiters to dissuade theft? I mean, if someone comes along, person A, who legally or lawfully or morally, any of those, decides to buy my software, gives it to their buddy, and then they make they brag about it. You know, how would I basically show them that, hey, the fruits of my labor is you're trying to take them away from me?
Right, right. Well, I know this is a difficult issue. It's been very muddled and confused, and I'll give you a quick – here's how I look at it. Because I tried for years to justify IP because I'm a patent lawyer, and, in fact, maybe I prefer more call me a libertarian than a patent lawyer because it's getting to be a criticism at this point.
Okay.
But the mistake is that you said theft, okay? You said someone stealing or taking your ideas. But this is what the free market is about. I mean, there's nothing – you're actually not taking someone's ideas. You're copying or emulating people. I mean, when we say we're in favor of the free market, we're in favor of competition. More in favor of people emulating what other people do when they see that they're making a profit and trying to make a profit the same way, maybe more efficiently, maybe the same way. And in response, the original guy has to modify what they're doing and try to ever increase the goods and the values and the services they're providing to the consumer. So competition is a good thing, and it's part of the free market. And that involves learning observing what other people do, and if you see that they're doing something that works and attracts people, there's nothing wrong from doing that. There is a famous late 19th century anarchist named Benjamin Tucker,
mm-hmm.
who said, listen, you know, if you're going to reveal your ideas to the world for some material gain, fame, or just because you want to let them out there, then you can't be surprised if people learn from what you say and then incorporate that into what they're doing. And if it makes sense, they can add on it or remix or build on it or whatever. I mean, what he said was, if you don't want people to copy your ideas, keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
You know? So you have a choice. You can keep your ideas to yourself, or you can make them public. And if you make them public, that means you're transmitting them to other people, and they can learn from them. And the fundamental thing is, there's a great video I would recommend to anyone sort of confused by this issue, by Nina Paley, called Copying is Not Theft. It's on the site questioncopyright.org. It's one of their
I've seen that, and I reject the idea. I can't accept that idea.
I was there, David. I know the feeling.
why would you say theft?
Well, maybe theft isn't the correct word, but you know the embodiment.
So then, copyright is not theft. Copying is not theft.
Well, it is the fruit of my labor, and you know I think as the person creating a work, spending my time, in essence, I control the scarcity because I control and set up the distribution channels.
So, David, I have a question for you. I'd like to ask a question, David. You said that you were learning about Murray Rothbard's theories and stuff, and I know that as an economist who was in the Austrian tradition, I think we could be correct in saying that he believed in subjective value theory instead of the labor theory of value. So that means, yeah, basically, if you dig a hole and fill it back in, you've done a lot of labor, but you're not entitled to be paid for it or get a lot of work. And I think that applies to things like books. I mean, if you spend 10 years writing a novel and nobody wants to read it, how much is it worth? And people who have different theories of where value comes from would say different things about that. But what do you believe?
Well, if I can take a single book or a work of software or a song and sell one copy, and that one person as a non-benevolent agent decides to distribute it to everyone for free, I have not been allowed to compete in the market.
So, David, am I responsible for paying for some kind of enforcement agency to run around and hassle your potential customers that that have gotten your free song or whatever it is?
No, but in this voluntary society, the question is how would it work? Should I have no means of recourse by trying to sell something?
David, I want you to hold the line. Hold the line, if you would. 855-450-3733. We're gonna. Stefan, can you hang with us for a few?
Sure.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live's Live Sunday Edition.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. Toll free call in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
855-450-3733. For the duration of the show, we've been pretty much talking about all things intellectual property based on, the SOPA.
Mind fruit.
The SOPA and the PIPA acts apparently getting shelved with the with our Congress critters there in Washington, D.C. If you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, Man Venture Outpost carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. Everything that the outdoor enthusiast might want to have, they've got it. And they've got some of the best rates on the internet. I've got a good friend of mine who's very into all things outdoors, and he checked out manventureoutpost.com, and he independently told me, those are some great prices. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL at manventureoutpost.com. So you can get the already low prices a little lower. It's coupon code FTL, manventureoutpost.com. They're members in good standing, the Better Business Bureau. And, you'll be very happy when you shop with them.
And anyone can go there, not just men.
That's right.
Anyone who wants camping stuff.
Indeed. Anyone who wants to go on a man venture.
I don't know if I want to go on one.
Let's get back. We had Stefan Kinsella. Stefan, the libertarian IP lawyer. Is that, we like that better?
No, that's okay.
Okay.
Look, the caller had a good point.
Let me bring David right back on. He's still here.
Sure.
David?
Hi. David mentioned this fruits of your labor idea, but the way the free market should work, in my view, is that we have a legal system which respects property rights in things that are scarce, and you're given that, and then you can figure out a way to make a profit off of it. But the idea that property rights come from labor is actually kind of a Marxian idea that we have a right to things we labor on. You know, in physics, there's the notion of work. And work, if you lean against the wall, you push really hard for an hour, you might sweat. But if you don't move it, you haven't performed any work, right? Because you have to move a force through a distance in the physics notion. And in the real world, if you labor for years on a thong or something else and no one wants to buy it, then, you know, it's labor, but you're not entitled to a return on it. The way it works, in my view, is this. We acquire ownership of scarce resources. These are things in the world that can only be used by one person at a time, like land or metal objects in the world. And you can acquire that by becoming the first person to own it, that is the homesteader.
I understand the concept of first use, yes.
Right. Right, but you have to understand that laboring on something doesn't actually give you new rights. All it does, at most, is transform things that you own into a more valuable configuration. So if you own something like marble or metal, and you labor on it to turn the metal into a sword, you know, that sword is more valuable to you. You've created wealth, but you don't have a new property right. So creation by itself doesn't create property rights. It only transforms already owned things into more valuable shapes.
Or not even necessarily more valuable. I mean, couldn't you labor on something and make it less valuable?
Exactly. It could be a loss or it could be a wash or whatever. But the point is that you cannot say it's a principle of free markets that whatever you labor on or create, you own, and therefore I have created a new idea and therefore I own it. That is a central mistake, I believe, that leads people to think that we own ideas because we create them. Ideas are what we use to guide our actions. We use them to decide what to do. But what we do, what we perform as actions, is to employ these scarce resources. So you own the resources, but you don't own the ideas that guide your action.
Well, we treat this like a property or an invention, and what we really do under current law is protect the embodiment of the idea. And what I guess, and I'm going to put this in NVC speak I feel this need for safety and security, but I'm feeling I'm being aggressed upon, and I want to know what to do. Okay, if person A, who would normally be a legitimate buyer and who admittedly decides to defraud me, and I see it as fraud, I feel like I'm being aggressed against when they do not allow me to sell any other copies in the market by giving it all away for free. How can I compete in a free market way if someone has aggressed upon me? And without government, I think there needs to be another, better way to handle this.
Well, I break down your comments into a couple of things. Number one, you're just saying they're aggressing against you, but they're actually not aggressing because they're just repeating your ideas for free, right? That's not aggression because they don't actually invade the borders of your property. But then you said, how can I compete? That's the real question. But that is the question any entrepreneur in the free market faces. I mean, let's say you come up with a new model for a grocery store. Let's say we're 30 years ago and you have a grocery store chain and you realize, hey, if I have my aisles be a little bit wider, okay, it will be less congestion, it will attract customers, and I can get more customers from Kroger down the street. So you are competing with them. And then you implement this new idea, which is to have wider aisles. Well, what's going to happen? You're going to have higher profits at first if it's a good idea, but after a while, other people are going to notice, and they're going to emulate what you've done. And this is exactly why we have societal progress, is because we have a gradual ratcheting up of efficient methods of producing things that people want, because people see what works, and they see what doesn't work, and they emulate it, and that's competition. And that's why if you have an initial high profit, it doesn't last. And you have to keep innovating for the benefit of the consumer. But you're not guaranteed a profit. It's just because you were first. And that's the same thing with intellectual property, in my opinion.
I'd like to jump in here with a quick comment, too. You know, I really understand what David's saying about the safety and security, because I think that's really what it all comes down to, right? People want to be secure in their livelihood, right, and know that they can make money from their products that they spend so much time and sweat equity creating, right? But, you know, there are a lot of ways to make money on things without the need for, you know, intellectual property enforced by the state. For instance, you know, you can sell advertising, you can get sponsored to produce content.
And we know that these things work
because people already do
them. People are doing them now. Mm-hmm. The concern is, what I hear David saying is, I hear him saying, well, we know intellectual property works. I've been working under it for a period of time. My products are selling that way, and I make money with the current intellectual property laws, and that is therefore that's good for me. But you can look all over the Internet. Free Talk Live goes by the freemium model.
So does Pork Therapy, my show, yeah.
And we get donations from listeners. People, you know, like the product. I don't know if it's donations. We have people sign up as members mm-hmm. of our Amplifier program and at amp.freetalklive.com and they support and people
and there's advertising
listen to the ads
and
that
people
kind of
hire us for voiceovers and you know so it's almost like an artist who gets paid to play a concert instead of just getting paid for their CD. So you know there are lots of creative solutions and they're there in the marketplace already if you look for them because people already are functioning in this model where they're trying to find a way to make money without necessarily utilizing the copyright system.
David, does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. I just, you know, I see it a little differently. I mean, in a voluntary society, there will still be little cartels or arbiters or groups to privately attempt the same thing. And I guess my intent is that to state that I agree with not having a government involved because by nature it is aggressive. But in a private means, I would see that, you know, it would escalate. You know,
it could.
I would file with a voluntary organization and say that this person, I believe, to have willfully attempted to deprive me of or aggressed against me.
Well, I'm not sure that you would necessarily file. I mean, the internet is great at showing who first produced content. You know.
So, David, thanks for the call. We'll discuss a little bit more of this and appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. Stefan, can you hang for one more segment?
Sure.
Great.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy, the average 8th grader could learn it in a weekend. Visit jurisdictionary.com and download all the free tools they have there for you. The free legal flowchart, the free weekly tips and tactics newsletters. They've got a free legal dictionary. Watch the free videos, then buy the course. It's jurisdictionary.com. Remember, when you check out, to use the pull-down menu, mention Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com. Let's go back to Stephan Kinsella, libertarian IP attorney.
He's intellectual, too.
That's better.
So, Stephan, Stephanie has a question regarding music.
Yeah, it's not really a question. It's just more of something that I would like to say to spark a discussion. I recently saw this documentary, Stephan, called Good Copy, Bad Copy. And what it's about is sampling in the music industry and also a genre of music called mashup, where basically the artist will take small samples from many different songs. There could be like 20 to 60 different songs in one song, and they'll mix them all together, and they'll make a completely new song, but just using very small samples. And now, you know, under current laws, this is illegal, of course, but it's widely done, and the artists usually make money off of selling T-shirts and gigs, and they get paid to play places, and maybe even get some donations. I'm not really sure, but I just wonder if you could comment on sort of the status of sampling in the music industry.
Yeah, so under current copyright law, can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
So there is a difference between a recorded performing and a live performing.
Okay.
So if you do a live performance of Led Zeppelin's song, that's okay. But if you record it, try to sell it. So you right away get a percentage. But I agree completely with that. There is a lot of prohibition against remixing, and using other work. But of course, this is the art to build upon what others have done. And mm-hmm. I mean, Shakespeare's work were based on comic plots and ideas at the time.
Stefan, we're having a little bit of trouble hearing you right now.
Yeah, a little bit of audio trouble. I think it's. Yeah.
I'll call you right back.
Okay.
Okay.
Drop that line.
You know,
he was making the point that Shakespeare was based on Thomas Lott, and I've heard this before too. Not that I know.
Absolutely.
But, you know, there are a lot of works out there that haven't been copyrighted. You get one of the reasons they've got those baby Einstein videos that play classical music.
Is because it's in the public domain.
The classical music's in the public domain.
Yeah. And
Stefan, you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay, great. Go ahead with what you're saying.
We had an iPhone issue. So Stephanie's got a good point about remixing. And, in fact, one of the earlier callers, it goes to their point. They talk about how you can't profit off your works, you can't control things. But on the other hand, copyright law means you're limited in what you can do. I mean, who knows what the creative landscape would look like today if people were free to remix and mash up and do things that they do right now under sort of the threat of lawsuit.
I think of almost everything that's done that sort of violates copyright laws, except cases of fraud, of course. Most of the stuff is a form of remixing, whether it's music or something else. I mean, I'm actually a amateur botanist. I like plants. I have a lot of house plants, and I've been interested in hybridizing flowers, especially amaryllis flowers. But some of them are patented. They have these like plant patents. And so, if I hybridize patented plants, am I a criminal because I'm growing flowers? I mean,
right, you're stealing somebody's plant idea.
It's the same as remixing.
And the folks that protect intellectual property in their mind. And I get it. I was over there at one point relatively recently. But, those folks that do that, they always bemoan what the future may look like. Well, let's talk about what the present looks like as a result of the intellectual property and this monopoly privilege on a particular idea.
Mm.
Well, we've been talking about copyright mostly, but patent is another terrible field. And speaking of this plant patent issue, Monsanto, for example, is notorious for what they're doing.
Yeah.
So what will happen is they will get a patent on an asexually reproduced, seed variety or something like that. And by the way, there's also gene patents on even human genes that they're getting now.
So do I have to pay a royalty every time I express that gene? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and sometimes it's taken from a medical patient who didn't even consent. So, they get this weird gene from a medical patient from a cancer treatment, and then they take and patent something they learned from them.
Yeah.
So they have a patent on basically the human life that they were treating. But in the Monsanto case, what happens is some of these Monsanto patented seeds will blow through the air onto neighboring farmers' fields, and they will contaminate their crops. And they become part of the strain of the crop that they're growing. And then Monsanto will send the SWAT teams out to stop them from selling their wheat or corn or grain because it contains an element of this patented plant gene because it blew through the air onto their field. Now, this is about as absurd and Orwellian as you could even imagine.
Yeah, now how do they get the evidence that this gene is in the crops of the other farmers? They must have to go get a sample of their... sneak onto the field and get a leaf so they can genotype it or something.
Maybe they have secret agents at the farmer's market and they're buying a piece of corn from this guy and they go do a DNA test on it and then they sue them for patent infringement. It's crazy.
It's unbelievable. It's really just another example of how this protects the big guys, the huge mega corporations.
And the way this came down for me, what I had to come to confront in my mind, because I get the argument of utilitarianism when it comes to intellectual property, and I think that intellectual property exists because so many people agree it exists, but it doesn't exist in the way that we all agree it does. I mean, because the government's a terrible agency to try to come up with this idea.
Oh, sure.
But when I think about ideas like. The wheel, and we've talked about all these things, the combustion engine and old songs and things like that. If intellectual property is good, right, just, and fair today on things produced today, then it should be good, right, fair, and just for things produced, two decades ago, four decades ago, two centuries ago, four centuries ago.
We should be paying Og for inventing the wheel in caveman times.
Right. Somebody.
And why don't we pay our parents for our genes, right?
All these things.
No, exactly.
Yeah, it's taken to absurd.
You're right.
Yeah.
You know, and somebody came up with the...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, somebody came up with the idea of a chair. Nobody's paying the guy for the chair idea, but they're coming up with all different ways to formulate the chair. Let's have four legs. Let's have one leg with a little thing in the bottom, a bunch of wheels. You know, let's make it go up and down. You know, all kinds of different things. Well, you know, we'll make this one for dentists, this one for barbers. They make all kinds of different chairs, but the chair inventing guy, he's not getting anything out of it.
You know, we were lucky. We were born into a fairly advanced civilization that built upon the advances, the scientific and technical knowledge of generations before us. This is a good thing. I mean, we need to stop thinking of it as a bad thing when education and learning increases and people learn from each other. This is what society is all about. We need to live cooperatively among each other, and we have property rules for the things that we can fight about. But we can all use the same ideas at the same time. So we need to spread these ideas and not try to stop them from spreading.
And
absolutely.
You can look on the internet right now and you can look at people in the music industry. The big music industry is on its way out. It's dying. And young bands, they are figuring out ways to distribute their music to their fans. They are living successful lives. I'll grant you that the world of the super rock star, the Aerosmiths, they may be, they're not going to be making the money that they make from residuals and that kind of thing.
Yeah, but also
having lived in Sarasota, Florida, where these people park in the middle of the street because they don't care about parking tickets, and they live a lifestyle where they're drunk at two on the golf course and busting out the windows at the caddy shack because they're S-faced. I don't know that I'm going to miss that particular aspect of the music industry.
The cost of producing music and distributing it now is so much lower because of technology.
Sure.
And they don't need those
and also books and even movies, right? People can buy a $1,000 camera. They can make a movie now.
Yes.
And let's take the case of J.K. Rowling, which I mentioned earlier. And let's imagine someone who has a really, I mean, she was passionate about her. She was a welfare mother.
Real
so
quick.
She was passionate about her ideas.
Real quick.
The point is, J.K. Rowling could basically sell her books, and then she could get money for releasing the next version of the book. She could sell for the movie.
Yep,
she could
that's
make
been
lots
done.
Of money being a consultant. She could have made lots of money in a free world.
Step and plug your website real quick.
C4SIF.org.
C4SIF.org?
That's it.
Stephen Kinsella.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Get in the zone!
You can protect your engine with regular oil changes. Protect your wallet by doing it yourself. Now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter now on sale for just $20.99. Or upgrade to Pennzoil high mileage motor oil and a Fram Tuck Guard oil filter for just $4 more. See store for restrictions and details. Save on your next project with trusted advice from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.